Reboot. Reboot. Reboot.
Hello, every sprite, and welcome back to Warning, Incoming Dames. I am, as always, your host, and oh god, I've already forgotten my fucking name. What a wonderful time. Yeah, it's Memory Leak.
Which is fitting.
Isn't it, though? And with me, as ever, is my darling co-process. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Oh, of course. I am, as always, Mainframe's beloved Stage Fright.
Perfect.
And I am just pleased as punch to talk about our adventure here at Mainframe today.
Yeah, it's gonna be a real fun time with Racing the Clock, written by Mark Edens and Lane Reichert, I believe is how this is supposed to be pronounced. I'm very sorry if I've gotten it wrong.
I'm sorry, Lane. I know you listen to this podcast, so please email us if we get it wrong at a we fucked up at isekai.horse,
oh.
Which is, of course, a reference to the Trojan horse that brought us here into the Mainframe.
Correct. This is obviously the second episode of this we've been doing. We don't need to re-explain all the lore for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And as always, this podcast has slides. If you are listening in the audio format, you can find a link to the video version in the description, or I will have video files available for download at isekai.horse.
Perfect. For those of us that are interested.
Or you can listen.
Mm-hmm. The original air date for this was the 10th of September in 1994 for Canada. The 4th of January 1995 in the United Kingdom. That's right. This Canadian fucking animation did get broadcast in the fucking United Kingdoms as well. A year later, but, you know.
I wonder if they did a British dub.
I mean, we spell, like, color and flavor the same way they do, so that's...
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to dub that. It's fine. You can hear it in how we pronounce okay. The words.
Okay, so once upon a time, I mean... I still have these around somewhere. I mean, not right now in Isekai, but like, when I was watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine, the version I downloaded had English subtitles, but like British English.
Oh.
So like they would spell words like color with a U, and sometimes they would restructure sentences to like be the British way of saying things.
That is
bizarre
madness. I love it.
So like, this is what British people do when they watch things with stuff. They watch American shows, but with British subtitles. They're like, oh, he means he's quids in. I understand now. Totally good. So the Queen can understand what's going on, I guess.
Oh, she's dead.
Oh yeah. Suck at the Queen.
Right? Suck my farts, the Queen. Anyway.
So, the King. God, it's so fucking weird they have a King.
Right?
What year is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what year it is. I'm in a computer, but like, you know.
You think we could look that up? Unix time? Display time. Holy shit. Is that what year it is? Oh, no. Oh, no. Anyway.
That's right, everyone. It's, a few billion seconds passed since January 1st, 1970.
Right?
Real helpful.
You'd be surprised, but yeah, it's, oh, that number do just keep ticking, huh?
Meanwhile, the Catgirl epic counts the number of sek-nyan since January 1st, 1970.
Oof. I mean, accurate, but also oof.
Nyaccurate? Cat curate.
There we are.
Mm.
I'll allow it.
You know, cat is also a Unix joke. It's short for concatenate. So there you go. Two jokes in one.
Oh, is that what a cat five cable's about? It's just five of those.
Well, no, that's short for category. Unless, of course, you have a cat 509 tails, which is, well, friend said she was going to make one for me, but she hasn't. She's still getting around to it, where you know, take a bunch of those cables and you turn it into a flogger.
Ah, yeah. An ex of mine had something that was on a similar thought, but it was just one cable. Well, it was one of the, like, Cat 5 cables, but, like, the internal cables were all, like, stripped.
Yeah.
It was the kind of flogger that would draw blood.
You gotta at least, like, put little rubber boots on there.
This one did not.
Yeah, exactly. But regardless, shall we start in? As always, we are experiencing this in real time and streaming it to you to the video you're watching. So, I suppose we should get started.
Yeah.
Life format, troop.
Right? I this was a show I loved as a kid, and oh boy, even then, in like 1998 when I was watching reruns of this, I was like, oh, this is crunchy.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, those were the spaceships we saw last episode.
Oh, good spaceships.
No, they weren't, though.
They were doing their best.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, I will admit, I'm, like, a sucker for all the fucking dumb computer jokes. Like, this is my catnip.
Yeah.
Like, there was a sign in the back that said Kelvin Spline.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good joke. It's dumb, but it's a good joke.
Oh, yeah. I remember just how much pausing you did last episode.
Cube!
Yeah.
Me, I've been putting dames for pleasure.
Right? Warning, incoming dames, I'm telling ya.
Yeah.
Love
wins.
Love the title drop. Every time.
I'm a sucker for a title drop, y'all know this about me.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We can get the... he's back.
Gotta remember pop-up ads. Remember that was such a, like, inescapable fact of online, and now it's a... God, I wish we had pop-ups again. That's, like, honestly kind of better than all this, like, tracking bullshit. Like, oh, can I enable notifications?
Right? Yeah, like... It's such a, like, innocent time that this show...
Yeah.
...exists in.
Yeah, like, I hate to be, like, a 90s nostalgia type guy. Like, it's such a common type of guy. They don't need me.
Yeah.
But, you know... Simpler times, I will say.
Simping for the simpler time, yeah.
Or they're called that.
Mm-hmm. And so...
nice Star Trek reference.
Right?
So subtle. I'm John Luke.
Right?
Bitch.
Look, he is... This show is just gonna beat us over the head with these jokes every single time.
Yeah, you know, it's... What are you gonna do? That's how things were in the 90s. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if we're gonna get one of Enzo's just spewing techno-garble. I think we're gonna get a few of them this episode.
I'm looking forward to it, if so.
Yeah. Very.
Oh my god, this man is a PDA? Is he supposed to be like a classic Mac? He's supposed to be like a fucking Apple Newton?
He's also French, if you recall.
Right. I mean, I could tell, even if I had never seen the preceding episode, you could tell from the mustache and, like, the shitty haircut.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's, like, a waiter.
Oh, no.
You know, and the snooty French waiter is a well-known thing.
He's a server, thank you very much.
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah!
Yeah. Alright. I asked for this.
This show poisoned so much of my sense of humor.
Good joke.
I do love this man, though. Look at him. I appreciate this frame you've paused on, where he looks so smug. Oh, shit.
Is this a sign of things to come?
It's either a weird fucking internet joke, or it's, like, just a nothing joke.
Like, yeah.
That was it. Like, you paused it, but, like, that's the entirety of the joke. They're just moving on from that.
Also, please appreciate this Enzo Pog, or Enzog, if you will.
Oh, shit. It is very good.
Oh, shit. I am reminded of, like, his shitty accent reminds me of... So, before we got...
Downloaded. You wouldn't download a podcast, would you?
I think that's what people do with podcasts.
Oh, shit.
But before we got downloaded and rebooted into our new life as Sprites on the Mainframe, I was watching Yu Yu Hakusho with friends, and the dub of Yu Yu Hakusho is a delight, by the way. But one it does this very 90s dub thing where, like, characters will just have accents. Like, if one of the guys they fight in the Dark Tournament is just Irish for some reason. But he's just this, like, elf. He's like this red-headed, air-themed elf twink. But he's like, oh, Francis Bagara, I'd love to... I can't wait to beat you up, Yusuke.
Why?
But the best is Botan, who, like, is supposed to be British, but sometimes the actor will forget about that, so she'll, like, go between talking normally and being British and also being a cat girl. The cat girl part is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, turns into a cat girl when she's being mischievous. It's very good.
Oh, perfect. What a wonderful gender.
Yeah. Also, unexpected kin type, the Fox Girl Dark Tournament announcer. She's very good. I love her.
I need to watch this anime at some point.
If you have, like, folks to watch it, whether you even just, like, leave it out of the background, it's pretty good. Like, if you watch, like, an episode a week or something, it's good. You get to be Kuwabara, the boy who sucks, and I love him. You get to... Because we're in the Dark Tournament arc, which is one of the show's many tournament arcs. It's basically all tournament arcs after a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see Yusuke, our main character, be unconscious for most of it until he picks up an orb that fucking sucks, and so he spends like 6 episodes screaming at this orb that hurts him, and then he passes out again.
Ah, and that was the first cell phone ever existed.
Here, Yusuke, take this orb that puts you on Twitter, but it does give you the spirit wave.
Ah, perfect. Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit. How dare you close the door on Bob like that? Fuck.
This is a fucking, like, Telltale Games. Bob will remember that.
Yeah, right? Holy shit.
Remember that? Remember Telltale Games? Yeah, more of a Telltale Dame.
Right? God, I do miss Telltale Games. There were some good ones.
Yeah, I have fake fond memories of SBCG4AP, which is probably not like the pinnacle of the Telltale game, but you know. Me as the Homestar Runner fan appreciated them. I remember enjoying the first episode of Tales from the Borderlands.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, like, you would think that on paper, So, like, the thing about Borderlands games is that the gunplay is fun enough. But nowadays, if you want the gunplay, you can play Gunfire Reborn.
Yeah.
If you want, like, the randomized gacha gun thing. And the writing is, like, this breakdancing robot will dab on you.
Like,
but I remember finding the first episode of Tales of the Borderlands at least charming back in, you know, a gender ago. Maybe it sucks now.
I mean, I remember, like, seeing those, like, the entire of the Tales from Borderlands, like, post-transition and stuff. And it was, like... Wow, this is the only way I'm ever going to remotely enjoy Borderlands content, because did not find the gunplay very interesting in Borderlands, so there was nothing for me there, but, like, the world's kind of fun.
The world is fun when, like, it's not being extremely obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like, there's some good ideas there, and, like, because, like, I find a lot of... I remember playing The Walking Dead back in the day. I remember playing The Wolf Among Us.
Right?
And, like...
Yeah, Wolf Among Us.
They're all
very,
like,
self-serious
and edgy. Was that there?
The Wolf Among Us is I think, one of my favorites for them.
Mogus?
Yes. But, like, it's also just, like, yeah, it's a little self-serious and edgy, but, like, so is the source material. So it's just, like, a pretty good translation of the source material. And
yeah.
I'm pretty here for that. Enough.
Yeah. I remember The Walking Dead very much wanted to be, like, prestige. And I remember liking parts of it.
Yeah.
I mean, the main thing I remembered is, like, there's one part where, like, you get to pick who to bring with. Like, one guy to save, one guy to let die. And there's, like, the lady and there's Doug. And the lady is by and large, like, the most popular choice, but I insisted we pick Doug.
Yeah.
And Doug, and all I remember is that my friend would kept going, "The Walking Doug!"
Oh, shit.
That
game was full of just extremely hateable characters. I really love it, actually.
Yeah, like nobody in The Walking Dead was good, which is, I think, the point. It's the obvious way to do zombie fiction is humans are the real monsters, right?
Mm-hmm. Which it does lean into, but also just like so much of it is just like, here's just sort of the dirtbags who survived. They're not really that, like, they're not horrible, but they're definitely not great. You don't like any of them, but they're also, like, the only people around that you trust enough to have a gun and not shoot you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know, I'm kind of here for that.
All right, shall we?
Yes, free us from this, Bob. Pie charts.
Don't talk to me or my son ever again.
Yeah. I can't believe you paused him in the middle of him going off, though.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Here he comes.
I am also crunching along at high bottom, proud of it, Enzo.
Right? Like, I don't even know what half of this means, and I don't think he does either, and that's the best part.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, baud is bit rates.
Yeah.
It means symbols per second.
but, like...
that makes... I'm gonna start saying I'm crunching along at high bot. I like that. That's fun.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I've introduced you to a show that's just gonna give you all the, like, perfect jokes now. Shit. Oh, fuck. I'm so glad
that we... always gonna be like, oh, shit, is that a motherfucking reboot reference?
Right? I'm so glad that we agreed to do this for this entire show. Thank you for joining me for this.
Yeah, I'm glad this show only has, what, 2 or 3 seasons or something?
Oh, it's got 4 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, it's still better than Reviewers, but it has, like, 9 seasons.
Multiple movies.
A bunch of movies, some spinoffs.
Oh, I think there is a reboot movie, actually. I think there might be one. But, like, also...
A Rebeebe?
Season 4 is, like, 6 episodes long.
Yeah. Like, my point is, it's not some, like, massive, like, 9-season undertaking, which...
Yeah, that'd be insane.
Some other shows are. Yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine doing that? Oh my god.
Yeah. But instead, we gotta talk about, we're back here with Mr. Reed and Ms. Boot.
Right? No thoughts fucking dot, and no thoughts dot. There we go. And just Bob.
See, I would imagine, I would say Bob is the one of the two heroes fewer thoughts.
Oh.
And, like, Dot at least is about to say something, I imagine.
But this is also just the pose Dot exists in whenever she's just in frame and not doing something. This is just her, like, rest state, is this pose.
Fair enough.
Oh. Oh, that's,
Boy wants me successful. It's not my fault that every frame is a painting.
Right?
Ms. Leak. Memory leak.
Right? God. Like... Stage fright, you really... I can't wait to hear you when we get further in. This is going to be an episode that I did not think we would get so much, like, good content out of just the start of this. We are going to get some wonderful gender.
Yeah, and you have to remember that, like, this was at the time, like, cutting art, state of the edge computer graphics.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I remember I've read, like, some either mostly secondhand, but, like, there are stories of, like, folks who would, you know, study computer graphics in college or whatever, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, such and such a technique is theoretical, no one's really doing it yet. And they would, like, leave college, go work for these guys, they'd be doing it.
Yeah. Like, one of the things I found interesting was, so last episode we did have the racially interesting character Fong. The interesting...
No, like, yeah, like Fong shading.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he is shaded in Fong shading, whereas everyone else is in a different style. But, like, you know, Fong shading's also named after, like, the...
Yeah, a guy.
Yeah, an actual guy. It's... I really wish they hadn't forced the accent that hard, but, you know, it's a whole thing. I wonder if we're gonna see him today. Maybe we will. We'll find out, and I'll get to rant about it more then.
Oh... Like,
the one thing that is throwing me right now is how bent Enzo's shirt is. They did not know how to do fabric at all.
Yeah, the fabric modeling would be... And that's hard for computers to do now in our mysterious future of 2023.
It's more of just like...
Where we are from.
His shoulders are rotated to 45 degrees. His hips are not, which means it is just a, like, very stretched bit. And that I can ignore it when they're moving, but like, oh, this freeze frame really hurts my soul on that one.
Alright. Well, let's keep going then.
Alright.
okay, but I'm sorry. But, okay, and back to those that said Merrimack monitors, good joke.
Mm-hmm.
Stance power.
I was thinking you were going to be making a joke about the fact that he's like, I just want orders like a good drone. I thought we were going for some drone kink jokes, but instead... Hypno
subs be like...
Right?
Also, the sign that said stance power, is that a motherfucking JoJo reference? It was not.
This
must be the work of an enemy stance!
You know what? No, it is a JoJo's reference. I refuse to acknowledge any other explanation.
I mean, they're called stands, but like...
Yeah.
Meanwhile, and this is a sif, which is kind of the opposite of a stand.
Yeah. Enzo is not loafing, and don't worry, that's not a thing we'll bring up again.
Oh, that's a phone ringing. I thought it was like a... Yeah, my brain went to like RPG text scroll noises, because I've been in fucking, you know, Pokemon Blue Randomizer land.
That would make a lot more sense, but also, oh my god, I didn't think we'd get to see them again, but it's hack and slash... Look at them!
Oh, it's the boys!
The boys! Oh, fuck yes.
What? You could see him on the screen. Why did you only react after he, like... I guess you were asleep, but, like, you heard the phone ring.
Yeah, he picked up the phone, but didn't open his eyes.
That's weird.
I mean, it is... His head did just rotate around his head 4 times while he sat up. Also, some classic 90s there. Calling him Mega Breath rather than Megabyte.
Yeah.
Oh.
Smell you later, Mega Breath.
Only 90s kids would use that kind of insult.
Mega Butt.
Right? Megabyte.
To be clear, for those of you just listening, because you guys can't hear the audio, you just have what we say. You're not, but like, the joke was, it was not exactly a new delivery service, unless you call 31 nanoseconds new.
And he's just talking and talking, and Megabyte is just like, just tapping his fingers and sighing and just so fucking tired of listening to this child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
I would like to point out that Megabyte here does have a case of orb dick.
Yeah, he does. He does just sort of remove his legs to sit in his weird hovering chair. We didn't see that last episode. We did get to see him, like. Growl like a lion and then climb a wall real bad. But like, yeah, we,
you know what they say, growl like a lion, sit with your, by putting your ball in a chair,
right? Ball insertion, I see.
Yeah, I got chair ball insertion.
Yeah. Oh fuck. God, that Enzo smoke face, there it is.
Yeah.
God, I love Megabyte's voice acting. He's just so evil.
Yeah, for all my deliveries.
Oh, and hey, there's a fucking Enzo catchphrase. Him being excited and saying alphanumeric. Oh, baby.
I think more people should have... Like, that's not one thing we... That is one thing we missed in the... Nobody has a catchphrase anymore. It's a very 90s thing to have.
Ah, very wise.
Does the Vitsukan have laces on it? I don't know if that's an artifact of the AI upscale we're experiencing the world through.
So the thing that just happened was that Megabyte complimented Enzo to get him to shut up. Mm-hmm. And Enzo was very excited about the compliment and like squished his face against the fucking call screen thing, which made it slide forward on Megabyte's side. So, oh shit, I can't remember which one's hack and which is slash. I think it's slash is the red one. Has put up a fucking, baseball mitt to catch the screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would have understood that if I didn't pause to talk about the episode. Understandable.
Yes. I do love just how close the screen is.
Yeah, I do appreciate that the gloves say mainframe slugger. That's cute.
Yeah, that's very adorable. My sister won't let me work with you. She thinks you're literally Satan.
Yeah, she thinks you're an evil bad guy who sucks. wonder why she would have moral objections to that.
He's literally a virus that, like, the system has tried to delete several times and it hasn't worked. So, you know, that's fine.
Gender. Bitches are always trying to delete me and it hasn't worked yet.
Right?
Thank you for coming to episode 2 of Reboot, where Enzo becomes an arm dealer, I assume.
Right? Yeah. We know that last episode, Megabyte has a fucking army that he was trying to bring into a different computer to infect it and get super weapons and come back and just destroy this entire city. Mainframe. But, like, Enzo will do a delivery for him because it's funny goofs, guys. It's funny. It's fun goofs.
Yeah, he's trying to, you know, do the thing.
Yeah, he's trying to be a savvy businessman. Yeah.
Yeah, and as we all know, all successful businessmen, you know, do business with just the worst people alive.
Yeah, literally your first customer is a fucking internet Satan. Good job.
Yeah, you know, IBM sold computers to the Nazis, and Enzo was going to do deliveries for Megabyte.
Same thing.
Yeah. IBM, of course, stands for, I'm Boner Machines. I'm Boner MILF. There we go.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Come on, Megabyte likes my joke.
Yeah, he's grinning. He likes it. All right.
Yeah, he's squinting. He's grimacing. He's grimacing with delight at how good my joke is.
Extremely.
A test program.
Yeah.
Okay, now what? Okay, so... So,
yep.
Slash there just, like, opened up, like, a portal window to, like, give Enzo a wrapped box, a wrapped package there.
Yeah.
And, like, but if you can do that, why do you need a delivery service?
Oh, you're asking the dangerous questions.
Like, what? Whatever. oof.
Crunchy.
Is this just, like, a thing that how this computerized world we find ourselves in works? So you could just teleport things places? I mean, I guess, like, you know, if you have, do you let me deliver to someone who won't pick up the phone, you know, that's a good reason for it.
Yeah? I don't, the thing is, the ability to teleport an object through a window like that would be the MacGuffin in many episodes, and I don't think it comes back again. Like.
Okay, so this is early installment weird distant, like, fuck you, TV tropes.
Yeah, they did a goof like, early that is now just like, if they brought it back later... It would be a problem. As I recall, like, I watched this when I was, like, a kid, and I have not seen it since. So, they might use that more often. I don't think they do. I don't remember it. I mostly remember the weird time jump forward when Enzo becomes a weird fucking twunk and has a golden eye that lets him shoot guns. So, like... It's a whole thing.
Can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah, it's season 2. Not long
okay,
to wait.
So pretty easy.
Yeah. It's so, villain Secret Santa.
Yeah, yeah, for those of you who are listening along at home, basically, our friend Enzo, our friendzo, if you will, has been asked to deliver a package, but not to tell them who sent it.
Ominous.
Also, please appreciate Megabyte's, like, arrow titties, the pointing at his shoulders.
He does have some very good arrow titties, is the thing.
My shoulders are out here.
Shit.
I don't think we poop, do we?
Yes. Yes, we do. Okay, good. There are multiple bathroom jokes in this show.
Okay. I've got to go take a shit in the bit bucket. Shit bucket, if you will.
It's all junk data.
But then... but then what do you call this? listener, memory leak here will corroborate that I did just gesture at my dick.
I can confirm. She did
do
it.
Which is just a cylinder, but yes. A cylinder in two spheres.
You can see the vertices.
Yeah, well, they're herdices because they're on me.
God damn it. Holy shit. I will point out, just as a quick moment, you did say this would be faster than just watching it and then talking about it afterwards, but I don't know if that's true.
Possibly, yes.
We'll find out. There he is. There's our Enzo boy.
Nice lip syncing, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, he said it's a surprise, but his mouth was making the O noise.
Right?
I realize it's hard to, like, make their lips look good. I'm sorry to, like, nitpick on this, especially for the thing our audience can't see, but, you know, it's noticeable.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those, like, this is from the era where, like, video game equivalents would be 2D, and, like, they'd have, like, four mouth positions, and you just have to hope it's roughly the right shape.
Yeah, and at that point, you guys are suspension of disbelief. We're just spoiled by, you know, being from the future.
Yeah. Mr. Bite.
Calling him Mr. Bite is pretty good.
No problem, Mr. Bite, says Enzo, handed a mysterious package told to be delivered to the other virus in town.
I don't know. So, is there a Ms. Suck? Mr. Bite and Ms. Blow?
Oh, we do need to go meet Hexadecimal.
Yes, I agree. Like, one of the few things I know about the show going in is, like, A, I did, like, read the wiki a lot once when I was, like, when I was young, when I was, like, you know, 12 or whatever. And I've been told, I've had several people tell me with my whole virus girl, like, oh, so you're a Hexadecimal, Kenny. I only had a vague idea of who she was, so I'm looking forward to it.
Here we go. God, he has such a good cackle.
Yeah.
It's Bitey. For those who are watching, it was a cat with a blinky light on its head. I simply know that it is Bitey.
Nice thing, by the way. Nice, like, arm knob.
Yeah, Glitch is a whole character unto itself. As Bob is looking for a tear.
Orb. And has found it.
Tear orb.
Orb.
Right? I love how much Glitch is just go-go gadget. It's the same shit.
Yeah. Everyone needs an arm thing that does cool stuff.
I mean, I'm here for it. The entire Fallout franchise is built around that.
Yeah.
Clearly, they just stole the concept for Glitch.
I wish I had an arm thing that did cool stuff instead of just being a fucking shape.
Right?
Not that, you know, being a shape has its benefits. I'm very geometric.
Mm-hmm. We do have these good, like, little claspers on the hands, but...
Oh, yeah, I love to clasp.
Right?
I'm a real clasp head. I love to grasp objects.
I sometimes wonder how we do. But we do at least have thumbs. That's nice.
Yeah, I'll give that a big, you know, claws up, a big grasper up.
Yeah. Orb, become deleted.
Fuck you, Orb.
Goodbye, Tear. We don't want another hole that could let Megabyte invade the supercomputer. That would be bad.
We hate orbs in this business. We're anti-orb.
Correct.
Yeah, Enzo rushes in with his package, like, oh, I did it. Oh, they're so proud of him.
Right?
He just kind of told them he's going to see Hexadecimal, which he said he would. Hexadecimal?
Yeah. Oh, God.
The way they turned to each other is very good.
Yeah. The full body rotation as they realize what Enzo just said. It's kind of delivery.
Very good.
What a wonderful energy.
Yeah.
And now we get... Oop.
Sorry. I mean, I'm gonna enjoy all the background gags, like the cut and paste haircut special.
Oh, yeah. We also almost had Enzo on the fucking hoverboard that this show was kind of known for.
Oh, yeah. We gotta get a picture of that.
I mean, we're gonna see a lot of this hoverboard. Yeah. It is how, like, all three of the main cast move around.
And so it gets grabbed right off his hoverboard.
Yeah.
Some guy named Jean. So it's weird that, like, he knows to lie about who he can get it from, but he doesn't know to lie about who he's sending it to?
Yeah, apparently. Also, he did give Jean-Luc, the guy we got from the very start of the episode. Weird choice.
So he's kind of framing that, you know, Mr. Picard.
Yeah.
So tangent time. I gotta mention this stuff. Like, especially the way Enzo moves, it reminds me of, okay, so I have a lot of nostalgia for this, like, obscure company that made... This company made obscure educational PC games from the 90s called Ohio Distinctive Software.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they had a very distinctively, like, you know, 90s, very distinctively 90s, you know, computer graphics, as you might guess. I'll put a picture of the guy on the screen. Here's the guy, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. His name is... His name is Blitz. He's a little, you know, little robot boy made out of polygons.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
If you look in the lower right here, here's a picture of him in geography prison. One of the more fondly beloved games is called Geo Runner, where basically the plot of Geo Runner is Blitz here keeps getting Blit as in like bit Blit, by the way, which is, you know, mm-hmm. cute. And
yeah.
basically he keeps getting thrown in prison for like skating tricks. Like every time he is free, he like we get a little cutscene to him riding a skateboard or something, and then he crashes. And then he gets thrown back into prison. And you are part of an NGO, basically, who flies all over the world in your airplane to pick up the keys to let him out.
What? I can't believe this international kickflip criminal keeps escaping from jail.
No, yeah, because you keep letting him out.
Yeah, like, it's...
And, yeah, and the, you get the... Every time you do, like, this recorded voice that's burned in my memory. Find the key. The key is in El Salvador. Though on higher difficulty levels, they don't just tell you the country, they take the labels off the map, so you might be fighting around an unlabeled map that says, and the only clue you get is like, find the key. The key is in the country with the city that used to be called Constantinople.
Ah, Istanbul.
Oh. Yeah. And yeah. You know,
I know the song.
So, yeah, exactly. I was trying to think of like a geography fact that wouldn't embarrass me to know.
Find the city that used to be called Berlin, Canada. It was changed in World War I.
Understandable.
Yeah.
But
I believe it's Kitchener now, just for folks who are interested.
When are we gonna get Kitchenist? But the entire time we're in reboot, I'm thinking of fucking ODS. I'll put a link to some gameplay in the description if I remember.
Perfect.
Because this is, I want to give other people this framework, because otherwise I will be, I feel like I'm the only person who remembers. I gotta stream this shit sometime.
Yes.
Like, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's a surprise.
It's a bomb.
they agree it's a bomb.
I mean, it's obviously a bomb, right? Like.
Yeah. I do love it when these two look at each other and just like, hexadecimal? A bomb.
Right? Like, what could someone mysteriously be sending to hexadecimal? It's probably a bomb. Like. To be clear, the whole, like, Bob and Dot seeming like a couple is never acted on. These two, like, maybe flirt with each other a little bit, and that's it. There is no romantic tension between these characters that act like a married couple.
Ah. Which is for some married couples, but yeah, weird. You'd think they would expect it to go somewhere, but it's also kind of refreshing that they're just, you know, friends.
Don't worry, Enzo meets a fish girl, and then they get sucked into the internet, and that's how he becomes old and muscular and has a gold eye that can shoot gun.
I mean,
don't worry
about it. I went online once, and that's what happened to me.
Right? I love my gold eye that shoot gun wife.
Gold eye that shoot gun life.
Exactly.
I love to access what's inside a box.
Right? Called fingering.
Oh, see, it's a mask. It's not a bomb.
Yeah, what's it's?
Oh, with a clock in it.
Yeah, it's just a mask with a clock. Nothing weird about that.
I assure you, Dot, there is a market for something like that.
Yeah, 100%. There is absolutely a horny market for that.
Yeah, yeah. Giving my drones a time mask. I mean, even the like, you know, smartphone screen faceplate is a good gender.
Right? God, I really need to get back to that Orchid Z stuff. That was good content for that. Anyway.
Yeah, alright, so Enzo snatches the box away and...
I do appreciate that in the reverse side of Glitch's little scanner window, we do get to see the fucking mesh that is Bob and Dot's body. Like,
oh, that's good. That's, you know, that's what happens if you x-ray them. They're just, you know, skeletons inside.
Yeah, but like that's the 3D mesh that's animating them right there. I love like
the
this show
bits.
Unironically does actually have some really cute shit that's just like, we know they're 3D models, so we're just gonna show you the 3D models. It's fine. We all know.
Yeah, it's a good gender.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad the show that was made by like, you know, 3D early computer graphics nerds, it's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want me. You don't want me to go to the bad guy's island just because you don't want me to succeed. That's it.
Yeah, you don't like me having fucking chops in the industry, do you, sis? Like, also the very interesting energy of, like, we never meet their parents, as far as I recall. So Dot does just feel like Enzo's mom through most of the show.
Mm-hmm. You're not my mom. You're kind of my weird surrogate mom.
You're my older sister, and I guess that makes you kind of like my mom, but no one likes to really acknowledge it.
Is there some kind of in-universe allegory for sex, or, like, do the sprites hump?
I don't know. Like, Enzo and the girlfriend he meets, like, obviously have some sexual energy going on, but, like, I don't recall if they ever approach the birds and the bites in this, you know?
Yeah, whether they, do they get together and compile a kid from their merged code base?
I don't know, and also I really appreciate this, like, black hole-mouthed Enzo that you paused on for us to have this discussion.
Yeah, do they submit a pull request?
Oh, well, we'll find out eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hey, baby, you want to get together and,
upload some bulk data, if you will?
Hey, want to exercise that plug-in architecture of yours?
Want to defrag this entire ass?
Want to defrag my hard wife?
There we are. Oh, shit.
So, Lost Angles is a Los Angeles pun, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Bob is being racist right now. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Bob says that little kids aren't allowed to go to Los Angeles.
You know, if this came out a few years later, he'd be going to Foss Angeles. The free and open source Angeles.
Fuck. Yeah, that's accurate, actually.
My business is doomed. End of file. Log off. Save
right?
And quit.
Oh, we finally got...
Dev
we finally
Vol.
Got some... Yeah. I love that, like, X we're
off.
Two episodes in, and you already understand Enzo's just techno-garble. I love it.
Deleted.
Yeah. Imagine. The fucking, like, 8-year-old coded character is not allowed to go to the crime zone to make a delivery.
Hey, kid. I'll let you go to the crime zone when you're older.
Right?
Compile up.
There you go.
That doesn't even make sense. That's not a thing.
Nope. Some of these jokes just don't work. And
yeah,
I love it.
Like it's almost a thing. Cross-compiling is a thing.
Yeah. Like, it's supposed to be grow-up.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a simple solution to every problem. Make Bob do it for you.
Yeah, that's a good fit. Just this once, she says.
Yeah. Bob must go deliver the package now.
Don't quit file. It's nothing.
Yeah. No, it's nothing. Welcome to this show. Like,
I feel like I should have a sign that says, like, I don't know about this one reboot or good one reboot.
Right? Just holding, I don't know about this one, or you flip it over and, like, it's a good goof.
Yeah.
What a show.
Nice face, Enzo.
Right? Very negative pog. I don't know what that is, but
not
that's
a
what
nog,
he's doing.
A pogant.
A pogant is exactly what he was doing. Women be getting everyone else to do the work. Here she is.
Ma'am.
Welcome. Welcome to the gender.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am.
Oh, it's scuzzy.
But I'm putting on my face.
Yep.
Also, you're getting a shot of scuzzy for our view listeners at home. It's a very good orb cat with some, like, cool, like, lizardy texture. Some shiny lizardy texture.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who Bitey was then. Cause, like,
scuzzy, by the way, is not a computer joke anyone would fucking get these days. But it's a good bit.
Hmm.
Or a good bite, if you will. Aha!
It's wonderful.
Less sad hexadecimal.
Right? I mean, yeah. Welcome. It's all the like, tragedy masks and stuff. Yeah. That's her whole thing.
It's a good bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me peer into your crystal head.
Yeah. While we were having that quick chat, I did just check. Somehow, in a show with, you know, Megabyte, who, by the way, his dad is Nibbles, because, you know, half Byte. There is no character named Bitey.
Hmm.
I don't know where the name Bitey came from.
I mean, it's kind of a Simpsons reference, if that helps.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the monorail, Homer is talking about a family of possums that lives where the fire extinguisher is supposed to be. I call the big one Bitey.
Oh, it's a... But, you know, Bite with a Y is just, it's just, like, such a good name for, like, a little minion-y friend like that.
I agree.
Also, yes, it is, we are witnessing that, that Hex knows that what is being sent is a delete command masked as a mask, and, man.
The good bit.
It's a very good bit.
Ah!
Right?
I'll delete him and his delivery boy, too, so... Hex saw that Megabyte was gonna delete her ass, and that he was setting up some fool to take the fall.
Yeah, and her response is just like, "Ah, cool, I'll kill them both." Which you know, good villain energy.
Yeah, love her.
Mm-hmm.
Good lair, by the way. Love the lair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fucking banger of a lair. She has just, like, a floating spotlight that's just, like, one of the only pieces of furniture in the room just to have, like, a good dramatic silhouette.
Yeah, like, I love the silhouette. I love the chandelier up there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her chandelier. And her, like, cool, corrupted tentacle tower. It's so good.
Yeah. He's not talking to, like, us, the audience, is he?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
This is Enzo talking directly to the audience.
Telling us that he always misses the cool stuff.
Yeah, because Bob is going to the bridge, like along the bridge to Hexadecimal's place, and this bridge does just kind of turn into Corkscrew Road, which I'm pretty sure they do actually end up doing corkscrew movement along this bridge rather than just flying through it, because fuck you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might just skip it entirely, but yeah.
Blurk. Into this arc to Hexadecimal, which is pretty good.
Right? Yeah, Bob just goes into the arc to Hexadecimal and then gets spat out.
Yeah, upside down now.
In a different spot. Like, he's not having a good time.
Yeah. But, you know, I do love to fuck with the hero. I get that.
Yeah. He is extremely easy to fuck with.
Mm-hmm. Enzo's looking forward to watching.
Yeah, Enzo likes to watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Zoop, 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 flip, flip.
Flip, zoop.
See, Lost Angles. Get it?
He gets lost in Lost Angles, baby. Everyone's favorite slugs.
Nulls.
They're perfect.
Love a slug. Slug wins.
Slug wins, baby. Yeah, the nulls are great.
What, Bob? Nothing worse than having to ask a null for directions? Is that
again,
racist?
I did say Bob was being racist earlier.
Yeah, I mean, he is kind of a cop, so that tracks.
Yeah, he is such a fucking Blue Lives Matter boy. He is blue himself.
Now, and to be clear, so those are like the souls of people who died in the game, right?
I don't remember, honestly. I just remember they were very cool looking.
Like, from what I vaguely remember reading the wiki, like, you become a null if you die in the in a game. So, like... So, Bob is basically saying, man, could you add... So, like, A null means is someone, like, he didn't fucking do his job about. And B, it's like, oh, man, I gotta ask the fucking ghost for help.
I mean, to be fair, there were games showing up before Bob was here.
Okay.
And, like, last episode we did see that... Yeah, like, Megabyte stopped him going into a game so that they'd lose because, you know, he was trying to pressure Bob into helping him.
Okay.
But, like... Yeah, the big thing is that, like, when you lose in the game, like, there's the entire district that the game fell on is just fucking deleted, so.
Alright, maybe I'm misremembering. Again, this is from what I read on the wiki when I was 12.
Yeah, and like, I did not watch the show, I didn't watch every episode, I just caught the ones that I could catch. So like, I maybe caught three quarters of season one, and then like half of season two, and maybe that much of season three.
If you, dear listener, are screaming at us about reboot lore, and I know at least one of you is...
Oh yeah, I know at least one person out there who is not stuck here who's screaming about reboot lore at us.
Email us at loreboot@isekai.horse. We might read your letter on the sprite.
Hmm.
What?
We might read your letter online?
On the line.
That works. I don't know. Reading it on the sprite does make it sound like you're just reading the letter off a person, which...
I mean...
Actually, no. What we've seen in this show already, that does seem perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised we haven't had, like, just a message being on someone's face to be read.
Plugs!
Oh.
Love these big cartoon bombs, by the way.
Yeah, just a giant cartoon bomb has landed in the middle of the road. Oh, fucking hell, Bob.
What? Almost nothing. The only thing worse than me being racist is when something bad happens to me.
Right? God damn it, Bob.
Slurp. So right after he told the gnolls to, like, not eat his energy, he got slurped up by a big hole in the ground.
Null is the eater of my energy.
These slugs want to vore your energy, and basically, your Bob.
Right? My face when I'm Bob, and slugs want to vore my energy.
What's with these gnolls eating my energy? Why did they gotta front?
God, dude, I do love just the, like, the slurp sound of Bob being just dragged into this hole in the road.
Okay, sorry. Bitey Holly, thank you.
There it is. Bob is being dunked down a hallway of bad texture to look at.
Whee! Okay, we'll say, like, the disembodied mask whispering to him, very good.
Yeah. I also appreciate, you know what, gotta commend, he did land on his feet.
Yeah, he did, like, a little flip, he tucked it like a somersault, like, he held his legs and, like, did a little flip and landed on his feet.
Yeah, good way to survive going through the weird villain slide.
Mm-hmm.
Give him that.
Man, I want a lair. I want a cool slide to suck people in through.
Ideal.
Ma'am. God, even the way she, like, a flash of lightning that appears behind the mask.
Yeah, and then she's just there, all kind of sexy posing. Like, it's very good.
I'm going to be saying gender the entire time she's on screen, I could tell.
Right? I knew you would love Hex.
Imagine, the virus girl likes the virus lady. Who'd have thunk?
Right?
So, like, the fact that Hex doesn't move her mouth when she talks is A, very good, and B, clearly a cost-saving measure.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know what? It works for her. I dig it.
Yeah.
By the way, the joke of, instead of overnight delivery, it's overwrite delivery, doesn't make any sense, but I do feel like I have to point it out.
Yeah. Also, just that, like, she's like, oh, Bob, I didn't expect it to be you. And he's like, I've always been me. It's like, yeah, fucking himbo energy.
Yeah, I'm the only one I could be. Who else would I be? And also, here's your box.
Yeah, also, I have your box for you. From Enzo. Don't worry about it.
A mask!
I do love, and I'm assuming you've noticed by now, but, like, her face only changes when she moves her hand over it, or the mask otherwise becomes obscured.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's an energy that I have wanted to steal for a character for a very long time.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's something I'll, like, you know, when I write about the lady, sometimes it'll be, like, you know, things will change across cuts, which, like, don't exist in universe, but, you know, the camera angle will change and fail being, like, you know, being a different size because of the forced perspective, but she is actually, like, bigger now.
I am reminded of a time where I played Maid RPG on a fucking Twitch stream. So that was already a bad choice from the stream host. But, like, the character I rolled up was delightfully, had the two traits of being a succubus and was actually a boy. So I was just looking at this, like, this is a lot of my art content here, but I can't do that on this stream.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I quietly nudged it into just being like, my character would always be like, sliding out from someone else's silhouette in frame to like enter scenes and stuff. Of just some like real chewing the scenery in that, like, you open the closet door and you look through some coats and one of them just has my character standing in it and they just like pull themselves off the hook and step out of the closet, and that's just how they're there now. Kind of miss that character, but also bad game. Don't play it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've played Beta RPG, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I already have a mask. I'll have to give it back to him.
Yeah. Already got this one. Oh, God.
Oh.
Right?
They forced Brendan. I mean, gender. So what happened, for those of you playing along at home, is she's like, return this to Megabyte. Like, oh, I don't know. I don't usually do returns. And then, she just kind of slapped the mask on him.
Yeah, I do want to point out the very short, like, 2-second shot of him being like, oh, Megabyte sent this, looking at the mask, is very much, like, the Contradictions, like, FMV game that was made. Yeah. It's very much some fucking Jenks, like, just chewing the scenery shit with that, oh, I love that so much for us.
Oh, you can't, like, that only makes it hardy if you go like, and try to pull it off, Bob. That doesn't make it less horny.
Bob, it's already horny. You can't undo it now.
Like, the fact that you're making it clear that, like, you're trapped in this, and, like, you're going, and pulling it off makes it hornier. Come on, man.
Some people watched some cartoons wrong. A lot of people watched Totally Spies correctly. Mm-hmm. Many people, me included, watched Reboot wrong as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
For scenes like this.
If you, dear listener, would like to commission me to write some Reboot pornography, email us at I do take commissions.
Yeah, no, it's I would recommend it.
Email me at bobbemming@eastsky.org.
Yep, there it is. Excellent.
He got spit out of the ground hole.
Directly where Enzo was, conveniently enough.
Yeah, where Enzo was playing around on the hoverboard that Bob dropped in the, texture tube. He's always like, oh, wow, cool, this fell out.
Right?
Fine now.
Actually, I think it's Enzo's hoverboard. Like, they both have them. Yeah.
Okay. Still. Okay. They have their own.
Yeah. And Bob is just launched into space.
That must be Hexadecimal's hole. Hole of Sinesimal.
Oh, Enzo, you are not old enough to be looking at Hexadecimal's hole.
You stop looking at that hole right now. I'll tell you that hole when you're older. When you're holder, if you will.
Oh, is that why they call holding for bitcoins? It's because of this. This episode, specifically.
If you have diamond hands, it means you want to put your hands in hole.
Shit. All right.
Okay, so Enzo's hoverboard got stuck in the hole, propping it open long enough for Enzo to overhear Megabyte, long enough to overhear Hexadecimal monologuing her plan to herself.
And he looks extremely shocked before ever hearing Hex's voice.
Well, yeah, because his thing got stuck in the hole. That's already bad enough.
But, like, that seems like it would have been an intentional move, right?
No, I thought it was an accident. Like, he just got like, oh!
We'll never know.
Delightfully devilish, Hexadecimal.
Yeah.
Delightfully devilish, Seymour.
Ah.
By the way, she calls it a time-to-live bomb, which is a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
Instead of a time bomb.
Hmm.
By the way, can we talk about Hex's huge fucking titties?
She does have, like, I was gonna wait a little longer to talk about it, but, like, she is that classic woman shape of just, like, tiny torso, giant shoulders, triangle.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, she does have the giant titty as well. With, and this angle is very...
I love the spiral boobs.
Yeah. But, like, this one, the pause you have right now, it does look like she has some stretch marks on there, which are an interesting gender, actually. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how intentional that was, but yes.
Oh, there is no way any person who was involved with modeling this character knew what a woman's tits actually looked like.
Correct. Like, I remember reading about, like, one of the few things I remember was reading about, like, how breast technology evolved, and how they had to give Dot a weird uniboob.
Yeah.
Our breast tech, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Also, I do love the goof of just, like, her being like, oh, man, I can't wait. I would love to see Megabyte's face when this happens. And fucking Scrungly or whatever the fuck the name is. Scuzzy. Scuzzy is like, here, look at my crystal orb head where I will just show you a picture of Megabyte's face. Like,
yeah, it's a good bit.
I do love that the henches, like, Hack and Slash and Scuzzy are, like, different genders of being, like, really incompetent henches. They're very good. I love them.
I love a good hench.
Right?
Scuzzy, for those of you playing along at home, was, like, a way to connect peripherals to computer before USB. Like, you would have, like, a Scuzzy printer or a Scuzzy scanner, and it's a different thing from parallel ports, but, yeah. They had very long plugs, and the idea was you would have one Scuzzy port on your computer, but you could daisy-chain things together, so you could connect the, like, the computer to your scanner, and then the scanner to your printer, or whatever.
Powerful.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
I agree. It's always a time to be alive. How diabolical. I wish I had thought of it. so we get Enzo, like, looking at this girl, like, we're in major trouble, it's all my fault, and we cut to Dodge and be like, well, that's weird.
Yeah, we, like, it is very good that it is a cut from hexadecimal, just, like,
evilly monologuing to herself.
Yeah, and then just, like, a shot that's, like, 5 seconds of Enzo just freaking out directly to the audience about how Bob's in trouble.
Yeah, and then we just cut to Dot.
It's very good.
Ah! She's like, strange. That looks just like Bob flying through the air struggling with a mask. That's weird.
Yeah. Huh, I wonder what that is.
Team Bob gets blasting off again!
Right?
Ding!
I wish it tinged at the end of this, but I don't think it does. Time for the repeat thing of Enzo jumps on a person.
Glomps you! Glomp! Glomp!
Enzo was the first glomp, I'm sorry to say.
Glomp detected.
1993, the fucking first glomp ever, Enzo.
Okay, so, question, would you know yaoi hands if you saw them? And if so, does anyone in Reboot have them?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but it would not surprise me if someone has yaoi hands in Reboot.
Also, nice Enzo skin clipping through his shoulder there. Whoops, don't notice that.
I mean, yeah, the Hex, when she sat down, her, like, crazy corset thing did just basically cut entirely through her leg.
Yeah, which, so, I mean, this is inside a computer. That's just how things work here, right? Like, you know, whatever.
I will very happily say, though, that, like, it's a digital world. Things clipping through each other makes sense. That's just how it be.
Okay, so, Enzo is, like, very, like, I was a bomb and I didn't want to tell you, but now Bob's in trouble, ah!
Yeah, you never let me input anything exciting, which is, oh boy, what a fucking sentence to say to your sister.
Input doesn't make any sense here.
It really doesn't. Like, I did warn you, this fucking world, like, for every one really good computer joke, there are, like, 6 just nonsensical nothing ones.
Yeah, I mean, that's how comedy works. You come up with a bunch of bullshit jokes that don't make any sense, and then eventually you get a good one.
Yeah, that's fair.
The package from Megabyte
is a bomb? You already knew.
But, like, you both knew it was a bomb already.
Yeah. Also, Bob definitely has an idea. The bomb is stuck to his face.
Yeah,
like,
he knows.
He definitely knows.
The bomb? I thought he was being sarcastic at first. Like, no, it's a bomb? Like, we both said it was?
Right? I mean, we'll have to see. She might turn it around on us.
No, she seems sincere. She was like, oh, we gotta warn Bob. We'll just hear Bob to warn. I thought she was gonna be sarcastic. Like, yeah, no shit. We told you. We knew.
Yeah. No, instead, Bob is just flying through the air, still, screaming, through the mask, still. It's horny.
Yep.
Oh, he got it off, though. He did pull it off his face.
Oh, good.
It does just sort of... He struggle, and it's just off.
I don't think I'll deliver this package.
Yeah. You didn't pay the postage.
Oh, fortunately, he has his helicopter wrist.
Glitch went in helicopter mode.
Oh no! It's turning purple because we're about to get a classic Nintendo GameCube.
Here it comes. Everyone's favorite.
Say the line.
Say the line, Bart. Oh God, they're really playing this one out. They're real. Oh my God.
Why is that one French?
One with the monocle and the beret?
Yeah. I realized we met one named Jean-Luc earlier. Also, also the one with the hard hat and the blue pants, that's a minion. That is a minion.
that is a 90s minion, yes.
Yeah, I guess minions are this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, minions are just impersonating these fuckers.
Yeah. They're stealing Cube Boy valor is what they're doing.
Right?
It's Tisk. Those fucking Twinkies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, all the traffic is falling apart. There it is.
There you go.
Warning. Incoming dame.
That's us. The incoming dames.
It's us. We're doing it. Everyone cube. Look up at the game. Here come the cube. I do love the just crazy electric purple cubes. They're very good.
I love a cube.
This fucker would go towards a game.
This guy would go to the cube. The game cube.
Right? The thing that is his job to deal with.
Yeah, though this, I believe, predates the Nintendo GameCube by quite some time.
It does, yes.
So really, Nintendo was ripping off noted series reboot when it made a cube that could play games.
Right? And made it purple. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so also, it's pretty cute that the train has ones and zeros on it.
Yes.
Oh, wait. And each car is exactly a byte. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had like a lot of actually good goose in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, they also had a lot of stinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not good to be this close to the game, the cube, though. They are right up on it, and it is extremely pixelated, and which means it's just sort of like a seizure warning, flashing white lights.
Yeah. Also, he says, ah, cursors and crashes.
Right? time to go diving. If we fight gravity fast enough, we can get into the game ourselves.
Bloop.
That, like, hard, just 90-degree turn in the animation.
Yeah.
Cube. No sound effect or anything either.
Cube.
You'll notice, this is actually, I'm pretty sure, the exact same section of city that the cube fell on last episode, too.
I guess they
already rendered
it. I think
it's the section of city that it always falls on, actually.
Yeah, they already rendered the cube falling on it. What do you want from them?
Right?
He got us erased, deleted, offline.
Enzo. Always with the garble.
Can we do it again?
We can have a near-death experience later. Now, we have to find Bob.
He's about to explode.
Yes. Also, it is called, the episode was titled Racing the Clock. And, oh, look at that, the game's a racing game.
Me, I'm more into Gracing the Clock.
Right? I prefer that, but...
Or possibly gracing the beam. Sorry, that's
challenging.
Yeah, I just had a little graceful spark of an idea. My bad. Anyways,
all good. they do have an announcer who said, "Let's shut up and race," which is very good.
Yeah. And then, oh, it's Formula One, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, he said reboot.
Yeah, that's how you reset yourself to being whatever is the game thing. You say reboot and you tap your titty.
Very wise. I mean, I'm only doing that anyway, so it's good to know it does something here.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Car TF.
Right. I do love that whenever they reboot, they also get costume changes to match.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Okay, but the mask is still attached to the car?
What?
The mask is on the car.
Oh.
It seems.
Oh,
like,
God,
like,
you're right, it is.
Why wouldn't you just, like, throw it? Like, it's a bomb.
Right?
Like, just throw it.
I mean, yeah, but it's Bob, and he is the himbo. I love that, like, the normal sprites here, they got, like, fucking TF'd into a... Like, two of them got TF'd into a car and a driver.
Yeah.
Like, all the pairs. It's very weird. Yeah. And we just had one who got transformed into the flag guy, who
yeah,
just got a hat and a flag.
Yeah, the guy with a hat and a flag.
Fucking winner. Got the easiest job.
Yeah, it's gotta be fucking hard to be turned into a car.
Yeah. Because the user is playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't actually there in most cases.
I have to wonder what would happen if, like, and maybe they do this later in the series, but, like, you know, what would it be like these days with, like, multiplayer games and, like, fucking, like, what happens if the user gets into, like, VR chat or Second Life or some shit?
Warning, Bob. Incoming jizz.
Or incoming furry.
I mean, same thing.
Yeah. New discourse just dropped. Is it unethical to make the sprites in your computer take part in your fetishes? Like, if you play if you play a fucking Corruption of Champions or whatever, like, does fucking Bob get turned into the jizz cow that makes your udders all big and round? If you download
if you play Changed, which of the many goo creatures is Bob? I think Bob would be Poro, though.
Yeah, if you play fucking Backstage Pass, do they turn Dot into Synergy 12? Like,
Oh, that would be ideal, though.
I agree. Orb. Oh, I see.
Oh!
That's why two of them get turned into a car, because their legs are too short to reach the pedals, so one of them works the wheel, one of them works the pedals. It's cute.
Yeah, that is actually pretty good.
This is a top and a bottom.
Yeah, also, because we see the tall one who's driving kick the lower one. Fun fact, that's a actual thing for, like, tank crews in World War II. It was generally so loud in there, so if they had to really get things across, the, like, commander would just kick the driver in the shoulders to, like, indicate which way to turn and stuff.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's cute. I doubt they intended that connection, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, dear, we know that when we ended up in the game, I was driving and you were on the pedals because, well, I'm the top.
Yes.
Also, Formula One Gracing, thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Excellent. It's TF by Potion.
Ah.
Bob, you're just fucking spinning out, my dude.
Also, you can tell this is a Canadian show because the speedometer is in kilometers per hour.
Yep, real measurements.
I'm sorry, I only know hamburger measurements. What is this?
Yeah. God, Bob, you're a horrible driver. He's just... wasn't one of the starting positions, and now he's just at the back of the pack, because he was just fucking spinning out the whole time.
I'm pretty sure the plutonium graphics started to play on Silicon Graphics, maker of, like, really nice graphics workstations back in the day.
That makes sense. I appreciate that you're here to actually give context for these jokes.
Yeah, I'll put a picture of the SGI machines on screen, because they are aesthetic.
I also appreciate that this has one of the most wonderful details that racing games had at the time, which is just the audience is a photograph of people that has been, like, just kind of fucked with enough to be able to be repeatable and just put on a surface.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which, like, yeah, games of that era would have that. It's actually a really cute touch.
But I did put a picture of some SGI workstations that you can tell, because they're very purple, they have some very cool designs on them, and this is what, like, a lot of N64 development, a lot of, like, you know, movie graphics work was done on these.
So the fun thing is, my dad was a, like, professor in computer engineering,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which was great, because, you know, me at, like, 10 having some interest in it, asking him about it and getting, like, you know, a university professor trying to explain things. Yeah. So I did not learn very well as a kid, but, like, yeah, no, I recognize some of these just because the times that, like, you know, I'd visit him at his office or whatever. We had not the exact machines you're showing here, but, like, the SGI, like, silver with, like, the purple sort of swoosh over it in that first image. Like, not that exact thing, but, like, probably different models of, or like, related models, 100% were, like, in his office.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, these were, like, you know, fucking the highest end damn machines you could buy. These were, you know, state of the art, like the de facto thing for, you know, computer graphics and shit at the time.
Yeah, like one of his like grad student groups had gotten together to make a like attempt at like full haptic feedback like chair for like flight and driving games. So like it would slide and rotate around a little bit just to help like really actually like mimic the gravitational forces, and just like programming that thing to work correctly was their assignment, but they'd gone out of their way to fucking build it too.
Makes sense.
Yeah, university students, baby. Love to see it.
Yeah. And I wish I got to fuck around with shit like that. I mean, I realize it's for school, which is like a good enough reason to do it, but, you know, a fun project as well.
Hmm. a lot of just cool projects.
Regardless. They said it.
Enzo had such a slouch.
Yeah, sit up straight, Enzo.
Right?
Oh, nice okay. going, kid. He did it is very backwards.
Good. Yeah, that like, yeah, just instantly they both got in their car and just pedal to the metal in just opposite directions. Aw, good goof.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, these cars are fucking glued to the road, just doing perfect turns.
Mm-hmm. Very big rigged over the road racing.
Oh, Bob.
Shark. I do like that yeah. the Fusion car has sharks on the aerodynamics triangle.
Yeah, and there are the, like, crossed out fucking cars on the side of his mm-hmm. for, like, fucking pilot kill counts.
Yeah. Oh,
you'll love to see it. Oh, what an aggressive maneuver. The user has put his rear tire directly between the other car's two tires.
How dare they?
And Bob was not expecting to play bumper cars.
Yeah, he spun out. The sprite did just fall on his butt and make the very cartoon, like, head-shaking noise and a boink. He pointed.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of recognizable stock sounds mm-hmm. in this. Bob, you are very bad at your job, apparently. Your entire job is to win these games.
Yeah, this whole thing, that was close. So now he's just driving backwards. Oh no, here we go. He turns himself back around, he's back at it. Of course, it's still counting down, and he didn't get rid of the mask.
Yeah. It's on, like, 4. It's ticking down quick.
Mm-hmm. But fortunately, he's activated a ramp in the track.
Yeah, the player has just cheated and put a ramp in the road.
Push the nitros!
Yeah, how did Bob get fast? You push the nitro button.
Woo! Woo! And there goes Enzo zooping off as he also hit the nitro.
They're doing wheelies.
Okay, so Doc pulls him alongside Bob. Your car is a bomb! You're telling me!
Oh, yeah. God.
And of course, before Doc can explain what she means, she goes flying off the ramp, and Enzo just kind of watches this happen.
Yeah. I do love that this show has the constant writing problem. Like, we've seen it a few times already, of just like, Bob did nitro, player did deploy ramp, and then she asked, how did he do that?
Yeah.
And Enzo answers about the nitro, but not the ramp.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. Anyway, she's team rocketing.
Yeah. Enzo found that pretty cool, though.
Yeah, Enzo appreciates his sister being launched into the... Oh.
Level 2 includes his, like, velodrome thing? They turn into hovercrafts, Diddy Kong Racing style.
Yeah.
What do you think Formula 1 is, Reboot?
Oh no, this is level 2. This is level 2, where the game changes from a Formula Racing to a Wipeout.
Oh, okay. So this is Formula 2.
Yes, this is absolutely Formula 2.
And Formula 1 is so great. Well, here it is.
Yeah. Hovercraft, baby.
And of course, Dot falls from her car, which crashed into a tent or something, and now she's in with Enzo.
Yeah. And Enzo is having the worst smug smile I think I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bad face.
And he drives backwards again. Well.
Wait, again, just like...
Oh, but also now Dot's driving.
Yeah, like Dot said, go, we're Bob's only hope. And Enzo reverses the hovercraft. And then when he accelerates, they've switched seats. Like, you could have just changed the dialogue to be like, let me drive, we're Bob's only hope. Yeah. That would have done the thing.
Yeah. Bizarre.
Extremely. But they did just cut across the green to catch up.
Which seems illegal to me.
Yeah. Although, also, this is why I was referring to this as Wipeout, because everyone's going around the corners at, like, 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's just pure skidding.
And now the player is leaving some fucking drones in their wake.
Oh, that's mines, baby.
I kind of assume they exploded. These are, you know, fucking banana peels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see how they have a little, like... They kind of look like quadcopters. Yeah. I realize that's, like, me with future brain. They probably didn't have those back then.
No.
He does say, mine, slalom. Time to slalom, which is hard to sound cool while saying.
I don't know. Slalom's a very fun word to say.
It is. It's not a cool word, but it's a good word.
That's... Okay, fair. Oh, he does... The animation work on this does just make him slide through several of the mines.
Yeah, yeah. Minefield, clip!
Activate clipping, which no one else can do. So just all the other vehicles are... All the other, like, non-important racers are just exploding now. Which, I mean... For their safety, they are just being ejected directly up and out of the vehicle. That's good.
Oh, yeah, these guys are on, like... They just go straight out for like one or two frames.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You can just flip right over it. That works too. It's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes. Fucking Dot.
Oh, nope. They got exploded out too. She missed one.
Cause she, yeah, she looked up over her shoulder.
Yeah, to like base bug back at Enzo.
Yep. And now they're team rocketing again.
Blasting off again.
The mask has hit 4. And now we're in planes, baby. Formula 3!
Yeah, Formula 3 is planes.
Yeah.
Again, this is Banjo because Diddy Kong Racing.
Yes. This one, okay.
Whee!
Oh, so that is nausea-inducing.
Yeah, they're flying planes along loop-de-loops, which seems, like, weird for a plane. Like,
yep.
Along these Sonic-ass loops in the track.
Yeah, and just like a Sonic game, it is moving faster than it feels like you can properly react to. Which, oh boy.
And they're waving at him like, up, up! Like, what, do they want him to stop? Or there's something right on about the bomb, which he should know about!
Yeah, he knew it was a bomb. Fucking Hex said it was a bomb. Anyway. Oh, we're down to 3!
So clearly, like, the numbers aren't corresponding to our seconds.
Maybe they're in real-world minutes instead.
Yeah. Also, one of the ads is for Silicon Snacks microchips, which is kind of an obvious joke, but yeah, there you go.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's not the worst joke.
Yeah.
They want to access his attention, but not get his attention.
Right?
If only I'd copied and pasted the truth at the start.
Right? I love this show so much.
If only I downloaded my honesty patch.
Right?
Then we could have get branched around this.
shit.
No. It's like, it's mostly just Enzo who does this. Like, everyone else talks pretty normal.
Yeah, everyone else just kind of slides, like, a tech word in now and then when it seems reasonable. But Enzo is just like... Every single fucking tech joke you could think. He's trying. He's trying all
of
them.
Yeah, she... She buffer blow my bandwidth till I download.
There you go! Oh, 2. Yeah, I have no idea what this is counting.
Dramatic seconds. Big rigs over the road racing!
Yeah, baby!
Oh, so the truck says Bush Blitz, I think.
Yeah.
You know, a blit is short for, you know, bit blit, which is a way of just, you know, quickly transferring bits to the screen. Mm-hmm. I imagine it's like a Peterbilt joke would be my guess, but, you know.
May also be like a truck brand joke that they're going with.
Yeah, like a truck is, like, Peterbilt is a brand of truck, so.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, instead of built, it's blit or something like that.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Where did they get a fucking big rig? In this plane
maybe
race?
They're in big rigs over the road racing.
That's fair.
Oh, it's a fuel tanker.
Okay, that makes more sense. Because they just cut the fuel tank.
Also, nice ray tracing.
Yeah, it's some kind of decent reflections, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when, like, whenever you see a reflective surface reflecting a checkerboard like this, that was the 90s CGI. Look, we did ray tracing, which was, you know, like nowadays, for a long time, real-time ray tracing was the holy grail of computer graphics. And we're kind of getting it nowadays. Like, yeah, you can buy off-the-shelf graphics cards that can more or less do it. But,
yeah,
you know, for whenever you see one of those 90s renders where it's like a big mirrored orb reflecting stuff, including a checkerboard, that's ray tracing. It was very computationally expensive to do, and it still is, because to do it, you simulate every ray of light in the scene and record the ones that bounce to the camera. But Regardless, I can talk about computer graphics all day, but we are here to talk about Reboot.
Yeah. Let us discuss the Reboot.
Oh, Glitch is like a swear for them.
No, Glitch is his little arm thing.
This guy. Okay, so Bob just fucking exploded, by the way.
Yeah. The mask exploded, both the user, the gas truck, and Bob.
Which, like, okay, I gotta ask, why would you drive a thing full of explosive juice in the path of a guy who has a bomb strapped to him? That seemed like it would make things worse.
Yeah, but it's Bob, so he has a solution. Via Glitch. Although...
they both think he's
okay.
Dead.
Yeah, they both... also, I'd like to point out, when shit really matters, Enzo is not saying anything about, oh no, he logged off or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, he got deleted. He got de-rezzed into the bit bucket.
Right?
Force balls.
Oh,
that's not a computer word.
It's not, but I appreciate it anyway.
Grappling hook.
Yeah.
Me, I'm more into warning dame corruption.
I mean, that is kind of your whole genre.
Yeah. There's a reason I almost named myself Bitrat.
Yeah. It's not too late. Actually, it probably is.
I already called myself Stage Fright, dear.
That's fair. Also, I appreciate that Bob is just pointing at an orb and saying this is not good.
Whoa! Orb! Orb noticer!
Yeah. This would be the game corruption, we assume. What did he just say? It's an infinite else-if loop.
That's nothing,
from the bomb,
by the way.
I guess. Yeah.
It means run.
It means run. Run away from the else-if loop.
Run away from the orb.
Retreat from orb.
This is a very anti-orb series. But there was a good orb earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, damn, even the last episode was about deleting an orb. You're right.
Ah,
shit.
You've heard my orb takes, and I'm pro-orb.
Yeah, same.
Okay, so the orb is, like, flattening into a disc, by the way.
Yeah. It's doing some weird, fucked up, explosion-y things, which I assume is supposed to represent it doing, like, every iteration of the if loop or something.
Like, an else if loop isn't, like, a thing, really. Like, you have your for loops, yeah. Your while loops, your do loops, which are kind of an older thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, like, a while loop breaking like this would make some sense, but... oh.
Also, I have to point this is all taking place at Monocode racetrack instead of Monaco.
That's very cute.
Yeah, I'm more into Monocode.
It is also de-rendering the entire fucking audience.
And it's like, fortunately they're deploying the fire truck and slurping it right up.
Yeah. It's just sort of a black hole now. Oh no, one of our orb friends.
No, not orb.
Oh, fuck. That guy owed me $5.
No, not Orbulon.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, phew. He got caught.
Bob saved him.
Bob? Okay, so Bob is an orb respecter.
Yeah, Bob does like some orbs. The ones that have person.
Oh, he likes the good ones. As long as you're a good orb, Bob will respect you.
Mm-hmm.
We can't all have polygons, bitch.
Right? Some of us just are fucking polygons.
And now everything's getting sucked into the loop. This is kind of cool,
it's
though.
Right? Like, it's pretty cool seeing it, like, fucking slurp in the goddamn skybox right now.
Yeah, I'll admit I'm a sucker for this. This whips.
Yeah, yes. Sometimes Reboot is just real fucking cool, actually.
Yeah. Oh no, they pierced the cube!
Oh no! The game is imploding.
Yeah, and
melting.
Yeah, I mean, this makes sense. Yeah, the game is crashing.
Yeah. Oh, God. I thought they were lying down, but they were standing?
Yeah, they were like...
oh, God, that hurt to look at.
Well, yeah, they're all kind of like crumbled up.
Yeah, like, Bob was kind of into a Yamcha pose before Yamcha pose was a thing, but he was just standing like that.
Like, he's kind of doing the Chad, or like the, like, no, he's kind of doing the fucking Chad walk from the meme, but he's bent
over. A little bit.
Ouch.
Yeah, his arm was like way up for a second and then crunched in.
And then Enzo tackles Bob and explains to him.
Yeah, and remember what I said about Dot's fucking idol pose? There she is, with her titty way up.
for inputting you in so much danger.
Right? Enzo never shuts up, and I like that for him.
Yeah, yeah. Because every time he talks, he says, you know... he says,
just the most batshit stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to cloud compute your... can't wait to cloud compute our data algorithm.
Until they drop Box. Fuck.
Bob and I are having a moment.
Yeah, don't you tell me to stop talking, Dot. Bob and I are being comrades now.
We're about to kiss.
Right? Ah, shit. And Bob's just nodding in agreement.
And so Dot's like, oh, I couldn't just let you fucking die in there. We're like, oh, you couldn't? Like he's saying it as a compliment. She's like, yeah, Enzo would have been insufferable otherwise.
Yeah, Enzo would have fucking blamed himself for it the whole time.
Oh. So can only Megabyte show up in windows like this?
No, he can also just show up in person.
Yeah, but can other people spawn these vid windows is my main question.
I think so, but like usually you have to consent to receiving them, if I recall. Okay. Megabyte is definitely one of the only ones that can just like forcibly make a call.
I did not consent to this box. I am not a dude of noises.
Right? And here comes Megabyte to tell Enzo he's giving him fucking 1-star review.
Yeah, you're going to get delisted off of Mega Dash.
Fucking I was trying to come up with a good joke for Yelp and I couldn't. I'm sorry.
It's called Scream because he's a villain.
Okay, that works.
Failed me. So like you're fired, like, but you know what? That's fine. I don't care. Fuck you.
I just really love Megabyte's entire face when he's like it's real eyebrows up, like startled look.
Yeah.
But he's just like, you failed me completely, Enzo. You're fired.
And Enzo's like, yeah, yes I did. That's good. You suck.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna take work from the guy who sucks, the least you can do is completely fuck it up.
Right?
Hope you got paid in advance, Enzo.
Right? He deserves it.
Also, like, can we talk about how, like, the vid window has scroll bars on it, implying that, like, you could scroll up and down and just, like, look at the rest of his lair?
Right?
Like, you...
What if I scrolled up so I can only see the top of your eyes and that's it?
Yeah, it's like, you know, some video games will let you, like, look around during a cutscene or, like, go jump on something or, like... During Revengeance, while I believe it's Monsoon is like just going off to you about the memes, Jack, the DNA, and so you can just look around and see like a guy petting a cat.
Ah, very good. It's one of the things that I always really enjoy with the like Metal Gear Solid games, like the ones that have the 3D models for the codec calls, because like the controller had 2 sticks. So you could wiggle the sticks around, and it would wiggle the like faces around on the codec call, and you could like press the sticks in to like zoom in and stuff, and it was. It really did save some of those, like, half-hour conversations.
Yeah.
They could just, like, wiggle their face around.
Yeah. I remember playing Half-Life 2 and, like, just jumping around while they're talking at me, like, El Gordon.
Yeah.
You know, blah, 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 spaceman, penis. I'm, you know, jumping on the counters. I'm, you know, picking up boxes and throwing them around. Just, you know, do that with my hands.
If they made, if they rebooted Reboot at some point, they would have to make the player be, like... just that, right? Like,
yeah.
Just I'm stuck in a room listening to people talk, so I'm just like bunny hopping around on the furniture. Like, that has to be how the player is represented.
Yeah. Also, like, how would we even represent something like a fucking 80-hour JRPG or like a roguelike?
Oh,
or,
God.
You know, like something you play more than once or for a long period of time or something you can't really win or lose. Like, you know, oh, we're going to be stuck in fucking Stardew Valley for the next 120 hours of real time.
Right?
Or like, you know, we're going to be stuck in fucking Final Fantasy 14. You're Alphino now, Enzo. You're Alphin Enzo.
Dot would be Lise, though.
Hmm.
And Bob would be... I mean, Bob would be Thancred, right?
Mm-hmm,
obviously.
Mm-hmm. Thancred.
But I really want Bob to be Urianche.
I was just thinking that. I think it would be really funny to make it be like, ah, forsooth, mine balls doth itch.
I do keep thinking about that one time Urianche dunked on Pudding Way. It's very good.
I'll get there eventually.
Ah, right. You have not got there yet. I'm sorry.
Ah. One of these days, when I'm not isekai'd into reboots.
Right?
All right, let's finish this up.
Yeah, free us.
I found someone else to deliver my package. Okay.
Right?
Okay, so...
We get...
So did you plan on at home? We get a very good megabyte. I found someone else to deliver my packages. And we get Hack and Slash very excited to talk you over. They're like, Exodespel says she already has one. We pan out to see this giant fucking bomb.
It's extremely good.
Boom. Stock explosion noise.
Yeah, a lot of stock sound effects in this show.
And of course, the classic villain, like, Hack, Slash, like, shouting your hench's name angrily. Like, gotta do that more.
Yeah, right?
The problem is my henches are usually too gay to really fuck anything up.
Yeah. At least in any way that, like, anything that's important, we don't fuck it up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more likely to, just grab you by whatever passes for a chin on a shape and, make you look into my eyes. My dearest memory, Lee.
Oh, hell. Oh.
Yeah. Pinch your chin, squish your cheeks, bring you in nice and close, maybe a little kiss on the nose.
Aw, dang. Aw, shit. Aw, fuck. We don't have noses here.
Yeah, just a little...
There aren't noses.
A little loving face bonk. And I mean, face in the geometric sense, of course.
Mm-hmm. Aw, fuck. All right.
And that's Reboot,
I would like to point out...
Yes?
The explosion did knock the top of Megabyte's weird tower off, and it did... It did fall back in place with a silly slide whistle.
Yeah,
noise.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
That's Reboot, baby.
Yeah. That was episode 2, and I hope you'll join us again next week for episode 3, folks.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we gotta get out of here at some point.
It's the only way we'll be free.
It's the only way we'll get out of this big computer boot we find ourselves in?
Yeah, that... Yes, so, that seems
wait,
right.
Wait, this computer. There we go.
Ah, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, we're sitting in this computer, and I gotta say, love wins.
Love does win, is the thing.
Shall we sign off? I don't think we have anything in our mailbag this time.
Yeah, nah. The emails will be coming in later, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, we are on a computer. It makes sense for us to be receiving emails.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess if you want to find the parts of me that aren't trapped in the mainframe... You can find them over at Draekos.art, DRAEKOS.ART.
Mm-hmm. Truly, we were incoming dames. And I have...
Oh, yes.
I have been Mainframe's beloved stage fright. You can find my writing, programs, podcast posts, and everything else is fit to plug at princess.software, which I am also here. The princess.
That's fair.
Software.
Yeah. You know what? Yes. Good point.
But,
good branding choices.
Right? I'm so wise, and I'm so turbo.
You are extremely wise.
I'm so down.
Yes.
I'm so down low.
You have so much RAM.
You
are just computing so many things.
Oh, I'm cluster computing. I'm highly parallel. I'm Amdahl's law.
You're bit crushing the bandwidth. It's all good.
I'm A star. I'm highly compressed. Alright. Bye.
Goodbye.
Wait, sorry. Log off.
Oh yeah, that. Go log off yourself. Wait, no, shit.
Offline.